We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Hadas Kuznets with Paras Shah. He's chef of Shea Ben, which is open now at 401 Chestnut Street. That's the restaurant inside the Franklin Hotel. So what was it before?
It was actually the lobby of the hotel, and they spent extensive time and effort to go ahead and change it up into a really pretty space that is reminiscent of a French bistro that one would find in Paris or even, you know, closer by in Montreal.
So they turned the lobby into the restaurant?
Yes.
And the restaurant...
The restaurant used to be upstairs, and now that's going to be turned into a banquet space. So the restaurant Chez Ben is downstairs, as well as M. Brown's, which is the bar associated with it, will be comprising that first kind of like when you're walking into the hotel. It's just a magnificent change from what it was before.
What's the style of the food?
Very casual. What I'm trying to do is to utilize classical French technique and update it just a little bit, but not too much, because I love Escoffier. So, you know, but as well as try to do a little bit of focus on as much local ingredient and that I can source. Right now we're using Kennett Square mushrooms, cheese from Lancaster County, and, you know, we're using local pork as well. So, like, we're trying to do our best to support the local area.
What would you say are like three of your main showstopper dishes?
Well, growing up, I didn't grow up here, unfortunately, but I grew up in Queens, New York. So going to diners all the time, I love French onion soup. And that's definitely one of our standouts, just because I love it so much.
Who doesn't love a good French onion soup? Cheese
and croutons, yeah. And onions. Like, you can't go wrong with that. So French onion soup is definitely one of them. Of course, the classic bistro dish, steak frites. We do all our French fries in-house. We hand-cut them fresh every day and just serve with a proper bordelaise, which is a reduced veal stock that we do in-house probably at least twice a week in very, very large batches. So we take our time to do the sauces and really spend the time to do the effort and do it right. Then we also have, if you have a little bit of a sweet tooth, we have a nice little pot de crème. It's French for chocolate pudding, really, let's be honest. But it has a bourbon whipped cream, and we do that in-house as well.
So, awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Are you doing it, or do you have a pastry chef?
No, I'm doing it.
You're doing it all.
Yeah, I'm doing it.
You know, sometimes the chefs that do the savory food have a hard time doing the sweets, but you do both well?
Yeah. I actually worked in pastry when I was living in Spain. So it's something that I have up my sleeve. I don't know if many people knew that I had a little bit of pastry up my sleeve. So.
You would do very well on one of those chef shows.
Oh, geez.
So you're at 401 Chestnut Street. Yes. What were you doing when the fire up the block broke out?
I was actually enjoying a slice of pizza at my house. I live in Bella Vista, so I'm right on Christian, so I can hear everything that's going on up there in Old City.
So you're getting closer. You're like, oh my gosh, my restaurant's on fire.
Exactly. Exactly. I was like, oh, come on, please. We're not even open yet. Like, come on. And so you're hearing, and the next morning, I was like, okay, what the hell happened? I saw, and I was like, holy cow, down the block. I was literally just walking there that night and enjoying a couple of drinks with a buddy of mine. And we went down to right by Han Dynasty. And I was like, literally just there.
Yeah. Oh, what a shame.
It is a big, big, big shame.
Yeah.
I really feel for the folks who lost everything out there. Yeah.
Absolutely. I understand the neighborhood is getting back together.
Yeah, it's cleaning slowly up, but surely. Yeah. Cleaning up. Every night there's, you know, a police presence and there's cleanup crews that I see when I leave the restaurant. And, you know, you will see all that. But they're making a great effort.
Yeah. What are you most looking forward to as you guys kick off the opening?
You know, it's always that buzz before you open a restaurant. I mean, not even just the buzz in the media or whatnot. It's just the buzz of anticipation from the cooks. And I have a great staff with me and really awesome guys who want to learn and want to put out great food. So that's what we're looking forward to, is serving the customers, serving our guests, and really expressing to them that we really love what we do and we love yummy food, essentially. So we just want people to have an enjoyable time eating yummy food, drinking yummy drink, and having a great evening.
How many seats?
We have about 70 seats, give or take, at Chez Ben. And then there's another smattering of seats over at M. Brown's, which is the cocktail bar.
You're going to be opening al fresco since you're on the first floor now?
That one, we have to actually go back to the drawing board, I think. Not 100% sure what we're gonna, if we're going to be
if you can
up.
Put I guess you got to get permits for
it's
that.
A little bit of permitting, I believe, you know, because of the hotel regulations as well. We have to make sure that not many guests are getting blown back by the air that's coming inside. So it's just an environment where we want to. I would love it. I would certainly dig it, because when I was in Paris all those years ago, it's awesome when you're sitting outside eating
you
a steak.
You worked in Spain and Paris.
I visited Paris, but I worked in Spain. I lived there for almost 2 years.
Yeah. Nice. What was the most difficult part about getting Shea Ben off the ground?
The speed with which we had to get training done, because it was a little bit more of an accelerated schedule. I was brought in, and you know, a lot of it initially was to finish the construction of the kitchen. And once the kitchen got finished and we had to wait for the inspection, that was a big hold up right there. So we really have right now currently just about 2 weeks, full 2 weeks in the kitchen. And to get the sauces right, get the preparations right, get the execution right, get everybody trained up to where they need to be. That was really a challenge for myself and my sous chef.
Well, you're ready.
Yeah, we're ready.
All right. Shea Ben at 401 Chestnut Street in the Franklin Hotel. Paras Shah is the chef. Congratulations and thank you so much. And
thank
good luck
you
on your
much.
Opening.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Are you ready, though? This is your opening.
I'm always ready.
You're ready. You're doing it. All right. Shea Ben is in the Franklin Hotel at 401 Chestnut Street. Once again, tell us the style of the restaurant.
French bistro. Very modern, casual French bistro.
Well, you're ready.
Yeah, we're ready.
All right. Shea Ben at 401 Chestnut Street in the Franklin Hotel. Paras Shah is the chef. Congratulations and thank you so much. And good luck on your opening.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.